Hey everyone, Brian from All Day Ruckoff here, and today's podcast is with Kadri Mocha from GoRuck. Kadri Mocha has been around for a number of years. Excited to have him on the podcast for the first time. We'll be talking about the GoRuck Kadri reunion event coming up in 2020. This will be the first time that this event has officially taken part. So I'm excited to talk to him, hear how he got involved with GoRuck, and then get into Kadri reunion. Kadri reunion is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida. It's in October 2020. There's over 10 Kadri on the roster list already. It sounds like it's going to be quite the event, and I'm really excited to hear what happens there. In addition to being just a ton of Kadri in one location, it's a tough class that starts at 1 a.m., and the weight limits are increased. So instead of 30 pounds if you're over 150, 20 if you're under, it's 45 if you're over, 30 if you're under. Again, it just sounds like it's going to be quite a unique event. So I'm excited to have Mocha on to talk more about it. You're listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 135. Thank you so much for taking the time to download this episode. Thank you so much for the support. I really hope you enjoy this episode with Mocha, where we talk about Kadri reunion. Here is the interview with Mocha. Today, I'm talking with Mocha. Really, really excited to have him on the podcast. He's been with GoRuck for a really long time, and this is the first time he's been here. So again, I'm excited about this. We're going to be talking about the Kadri reunion event 2020 and how he got involved with GoRuck back in, I believe, 2013. Mocha, how you doing today?
Hi, Brian. I'm doing really fine, man. It's glad to be on this podcast. Very honored. And with, you said, kind of starting off with my history with GoRuck, a unique one. It's back in 2013. Very funny story. It was my wife who had discovered GoRuck before I did, and she had been pushing me. I think it was like the beginning of 2013, end of 2012. I retired at the end of 2010, 2011 timeframe, and was doing contracting work. Some of it was stateside, some overseas, and just, but I got a little, I would say, not enamored as I thought I would be with it. And out there kind of going to school, not really certain what I was going to do. I was pursuing a degree in Homeland Security. We had just spent close to 6 years overseas, stationed overseas in Okinawa, Japan. So just coming back to the States, and we were in Fort Detrick, Maryland. And, you know, my wife was telling me, oh, you ought to look at this GoRuck thing. And I just thought it was really tight. I was like, you know, who the heck is going to want to pay to get, like, I remember my going through, you know, the team portion of the Special Forces assessment and selection and thinking, like, who in the heck is crazy enough to want to go through that training? And I said to myself, no, I'm not so much. I know my wife was trying to get me integrated into civilian society, and that was a really hard time dealing with that, just having spent like 24 years in the military, and just it was another world coming back to the States. So she was like, hey, you really should look at this GoRuck thing. And I kind of looked at it, and I was like, nah, I was thinking that these guys were like cadre, were like sellouts to the community, and no, there's no way that any civilian is going to pay to have themselves thrashed like we did in the Special Forces assessment and selection course. And, you know, my wife was very, you know, she's in the military, and she knew, you know, she'd been married now for 20 years, and, you know, she knew when to push and me on a subject and when not to, and she kind of let it lay. And she brought it up again, and a few months later, again, I was like kind of pushing back and still going to school, going to the University of Maryland. And I actually had stopped doing contracting work and was actually got a background in cycling and was working with a fellow here in Ohio, 10 Speed Productions. He was a cyclist. He was put on events and did photo finishing. I was kind of traveling the Midwest, some to the East, going just all around kind of the country, setting up races and doing photo finishing and kind of riding because it's a little bit of my passion. You know, still having a kind of hard time adjusting to the civilian world, and I have my moments, so to speak. Like every guy that's retired, spent any time in the military, more than a tour, can kind of understand that. And you know, you're so used to the camaraderie and the just the way we work, especially in the special operations community. I was in a bad place, I think, during that first year of getting out of the military, and the VA system was not what it was when I got out as it is today. So a lot going on, just sitting around, and then again, my wife, prodding me to go check out this Go Ruck. And then all of a sudden she's like, hey, she'd come from somewhere, work, professional development, happened to, one of her coworkers happened to know one of the cadre doing Go Ruck, which happened to be Bert Kuntz, which also known as Cadre Bert, who happened to be my team medic. I was in a special missions unit in the forward pullet up in Okinawa. And I was like, oh my God, if Bert's doing this, there's got to be some legitimacy to this organization. So, it's a little more prodding. I get a hold of Bert, and he's like, he knows my background. I was an adventurer. Did adventure racing, triathlons, ultra endurance events, and he's like, Mike, you need to come out and see what we're doing here. So 2013, this is September timeframe. Nasty, Brian, I don't know if you remember our Nasty event. It's one of our, I think to this day, still one of the most epic events that I could be a part of, that Go Ruck has done, and it mirrored the Nasty Nick, which is an obstacle course that every Green Beret has to go through a few times while going through the Special Forces Assessment Selection course. And we had taken parts of that, parts of the Derby Queen, which every Ranger that wants to go to Ranger School or is going to Ranger School or even in the Ranger Regiment, we take trips over there and go through the Derby Queen. So we had a kind of combination of those obstacles, and it's there where I came out in Massanut, Virginia, in September 2013, where I met Jason McCarthy and at the time Java, which Java was of course it was a little bit of a sad time because it was going through times and passing away, but I met the whole OG's crew that was out there, Joel Fassbender, all these guys I met out there, Mickey Banks, Michael Stewart, Marcus Frams, and Don't Call Me Donnie. These are guys that I had either served with, they had served on the assault force with me, or, we just had been in at the same time, different, guys came from different units. But, all the guys like Caddy, Tyler Gray, served regiment together, and special mission, he'd been in the special missions unit, and went through selections together, and it was overwhelming. It was actually therapeutic, and that's kind of my start from Go Ruck. Just came on board there. I actually interviewed for the event operations to manage that. Did my first challenge back in those days. It was the challenge at 1 o'clock in the morning, and Cadre Bert was actually one of my Cadre put me through, and Brad Rucker, who's still with us as well. Did it in St. Louis, Missouri there. So really unique crew. McGrew was also one of the class members there. Happened to be my former company commander and a former team leader that was in my unit along with Bert. So from there, it was just a budding relationship, it just really grew, and I really enjoyed it. And I still do the therapeutic value that Go Ruck brings, connecting me with fellow operators, and most of all Americans. You know, I mean, you hear so much, especially back in 2013, 2014, you know, the whole coming to the States and just, you know, the way or the perception of Americans towards vets, and just the, it was good to see that, you know, there's a lot of good Americans out there wanting to do good things and learn and respect what the armed forces does, and not just the armed forces, law enforcement, the whole nine yards, because we're all connected, you know, one way or the other. So that's my little story about getting with Go Ruck and Michelle.
That's awesome. That's I love that story, because, you know, your wife's pushing you to go on. You say, you know, who would do this? You know, who would run these events? And then, you know, it's just the whole Go Ruck community. You see, you know, Bert. Bert's been put on the events. I've done events with Bert. Man, he put on beaters, and he changed it up. I mean, bringing that guy. He's putting on events. He's like, okay, if Bert signed on, then this thing must be at least okay. So I'll give it a shot. And then he told you, you know, you've got to come down, you've got to check it out because of your background. And so you mentioned that your original love, and you still love cycling, but you also mentioned endurance sports and maybe triathlons in there. What does your endurance background look like?
I grew up in New York City. I was a bike messenger for a little while. So cycling is always a passion. Prior to bilateral hip replacements, as many of the GRTs know there. And I used to be a big runner. So I've done a gambit of ultra endurance events from like the Eco Challenge to just triathlons. Back in the day, they used to have these things called Xterra adventure, high-tech adventure series races. Guy named Don Mann of former Navy SEAL used to have Odyssey Racing Adventures, kind of based out of the Virginia area. He used to throw on some triathlon, double triathlons, you know, it was kind of that. He used to have something called the Endorphin Challenge, you know, being around that community. That's kind of the background. My endurance background. These days, I'm a little more mellower, a little more cautious with the hips. They gave me a 30-year warranty, so I've got to kind of probably overextended that warranty, but or pushed the limits on those things. But now it's generally cycling. Rucking has always been a huge, still a part of me. I don't ruck with the extreme weight, and I don't ruck run. I'm more of a I'm tall, so I take up long strides, so it's more of a fast walk. I keep my weight between 30 and 45 pounds. You know, that's probably on the upper threshold of it. And family do it at least. You know, I've got my wife being in the military, and we've got two kids. We've got seven dogs, so it's a great way to exercise our dogs. We have a lot of property here. We still like to leash them up, and a good way to get everybody out. And so we enjoy the aspect of rucking, not as extreme as we do in the military. So it makes it more fun, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it can't be overstated. Having long legs is it's quite the bonus.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm tall as well, and mostly legs. And that's one of the ways I get my pace down is, long strides.
That's it. 36 inch inseam, man. Take a big old stride, man. And I think the bilateral hips actually added an inch or so when they put me back together, because I actually shrunk. I think the doctor said I was so impacted, so it really helped out.
Yeah, you get an extra bonus length on that.
Those are my passions right now, and obviously we come from a big shooting community and enjoy that as well. And I like the mix. That's what's great about Go Ruck. We kind of offer a little something for everybody and a mixture of. So
for sure,
we can mix rucking and shooting together. It makes for a really great day.
So like we were talking about, you know Bert kind of tells you to come check this out. You already have an endurance background. you know, bike messaging, the triathlons, the adventure, the endurance races, the ultras. So it's not like the idea of a 12-hour event is, you know, anything new to you, really, because you've done a lot of this stuff in the past. And then, of course, obviously, your military career, you've got all of this going into it. What was your first event like? Was it what you expected it to be based on what you had talked about with Bert and the other cadre, or was it different than you thought it would be?
My first event was I wasn't supposed to work it, but I wound up working. Supposed to be more of a shadow, but wound up actually being a cadre. It was with cadre Danny Stokes, Jesse Langley, and a guy named Chris Nesbitt. It was in D.C. We had like about 100-person class, or all of us were, and myself and Chris Nesbitt were actually supposed to shadow. Jesse and Danny were working it, but we all wound up working it, and it was phenomenal. One, it was in the BC area, hadn't been knew the BC area pretty well. It'd been a little bit since I'd been there, and it was, you know, seeing the GRT community. It was, that's a different light, you know. Nasty was a different event, you know. It's not really like a, I mean, it's, you know, obviously it's a very soft centric event, but the back in those days they would call it a challenge. It was meeting everybody at 1 o'clock in the morning. It was phenomenal, actually. It was definitely a phenomenal event. Interesting set of participants, all kinds of backgrounds. The DC crowd is great, man. They're great people. I know Jason's got a lot of history with the DC area and Jason and Go Ruck and you know, obviously the country in general, man. And it was great that many people. I was impressed. I mean, by comparison to say something like a Spartan or a Tough Mudder or the Rugged Maniac or something, that maybe 100 people doesn't sound like a whole lot, but people forget. And you know, talking about this the other day, fellow cadre, that you know, the uniqueness of Go Ruck is that it's I would say it's almost kind of personal. You're getting a guy that's a combat veteran eating you in an event. And he's there with you the whole time. He's not like a volunteer. He's not like, maybe he did Spartan, maybe he didn't, or she didn't. You know, it's somebody that's probably done a tour in Afghanistan and Iraq multiple times, you know, plus other worldly deployments. That's, you know, we're not superhuman by any means. We're just good old Americans from a varied background, but we're with you the whole time. And I think that's the uniqueness of the event, is the personal, what I found, doing that event, and is where I saw people of, like I said, of all physicalities coming out there. It was amazing. I mean, we had some people that were like, it was too much. And I remember like two guys, we were like kind of on a break by the Exorcist steps. And, I just happened to turn around. We had the class on break and they're walking off, you know, we had the 2-man rule. I was looking at them real quick and they're all supposed to have, you know, let somebody know they're going to a bathroom or something. And I went up to them, hey, where are you guys going? You know? And they're like, hey, we're tapping out. We're done. We didn't expect this event to be as long as it was. And we've only been in it to a couple hours. And I was just scratching my head. It was funny. In those days, people would just like take off, you know, and they wouldn't let you know. Or you'd do a head count and all of a sudden you'd be missing a couple of people. You're like, wait a minute here, you know. I was pretty amazed because another old school cadre, Garrett Noonan, who was also very inspirational, to me be coming on to Go Ruck and who had also served with me in Okinawa, was you're going to see that a lot. People just you have to keep constant head counts because people will just, you know, leave, you know, unannounced, they'll just leave. I couldn't fathom that, you know. It's kind of, at first I thought, you know, guys are pulling my leg, but then you almost see it happen. But I think we started off with like a little over 100 and we ended with think it was close to 89, if I remember. So, you know, a few people dropped. It wasn't for them. And I understand it. For some people, it was their first event to a 12-hour event. And it's pretty, very monumental in those days. Very interesting. And winter time. But I loved it. You know, it was good. And those people that stood there at the end, man, you know, it was really great for me. I mean, just to see that true American spirit, you know. That was my first event as a tough, but my really true first event, I guess, would be, because you always look at it, okay, your first event is your solo event. Happened to be back in the days, again, when we used to do the lights at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the light was really nothing but a mint, you know, and those days it was just a compressed tough, you know, mini tough, as we would call it. And my first light was down in Cincinnati. It happened to be class 132, which happened to be my ODA, which Bert, Garrett Noonan, a bunch of cadre, Ryan Kimenow, Jesse Hines, who are cadres with GoRuck now, happened to be on. So that, to me, is probably like one of the most that stands out. You know, it was one of my all-time favorite. There was a Cincinnati crew, some old-school GRTs in there, Jennifer Jarvie. She runs that SOAR down in Cincinnati, big group of men and women, and taking them through the University of Cincinnati, up and down the steps, Mount Adams. Happened to be an eight-hour light, you know, not like it is now, so it was pretty intense. It was a fun event, fun group, that was probably one of the most monumental events that I've done. And then one of my, getting back to New York City, it's always it's where I was born and raised, and doing an event there for the first time. I actually did class 1009 there as well. Jason and Bert and Tyler happened to be out for class 1000 in San Francisco, and I went out and did the and John Croft, BD, aka BD, was out, and they were doing the class 1000 in San Francisco, and I wanted to do the one in New York. And that was also very monumental, because for me, I hadn't been to New York since pre 9/11. Just a lot of stuff going on. It was probably groundbreaking for me, emotional as well as a great class. So, history there with my first events.
Yeah, and there's some awesome history there, because I mean, back when you did, you know, that first event over in DC, you know, when people are just kind of leaving, what'd you say, 3 hours in? I didn't realize it'd be so long. Back in the day, there wasn't as much information out. I mean, the GoRuck website mm-hmm. was, there was like nothing on there.
Minuscule.
Yeah. I remember my first event, my family didn't know where I was, and they were trying to contact GoRuck, but there was no contact info anywhere. And they were, that's a story for another day. But I mean, yeah, they were calling the hospitals. They thought I was dead. It was hilarious looking back. I'm sure that they were not having fun at the time, but yeah, I mean, the amount of information, you didn't really know what you're going to be walking into at all when you showed up.
And Brian, and that's part of it. That was part of the mystique. It's part of like what selection candidates go through, that you don't know what, and that's what we were trying to bring. I think it's, you know, one of the things Jason was trying to capture, and I know each cadre that worked in that time, that was, you never knew. You take all instructions from the board, you never knew. You'd have to, you know, run a, what we call a fire watch or something, and you'd run out, you know, and all of a sudden the board could be blank 1 minute, and then the next minute it's got like, you know, some instructions to be here with this amount of weight, you know, could be in 15 minutes, it could be, you know, in 30, you know, or an hour. It just depends. And you never knew what was coming. You never knew what you were going to do, you know? So, and we still try to do that today. I mean, obviously with, you know, we've grown, you know, website. Oh my God, you know, you cannot tell, participants to like start freaking out if they don't get their, start points. Like, we try to do like at least 30 days, and sometimes we've been a little bit off that target. But, CSR sits are getting bombarded when they don't get a start point, like, you know, right away. And I just laughing the other day, I was speaking with Brad Rucker, and then it was just like, you know, back in the day, it was like 3 days prior to the event, you know, if not the day of, you know, they were pushing that out on Facebook. So it is funny, you know, how we've, like you said, the information is, you know, participants have to know, you know, and to a certain extent, it's a growing thing. I understand it. You know, you got to plan around it, logistics, especially on bigger events, you know, where there's potential of, you know, like, hey, where's the start point? I want to get a hotel near it. You know, so you're trying to figure all that out. Nobody wants to get a hotel at the last minute, you know, just rates, you know, obviously further out, better rates.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my first event, we started just kind of like where two roads met, and they put the start point out maybe 4 days in advance. And we all got there, and, you know, the cadre kind of like popped out from behind a light pole and was like, hey, we're meeting on the second floor of this parking garage in 10 minutes. Be there. And we had to go find the parking garage. He had his truck filled with GORUCK bags. He just started throwing bags at people. That was right. back when they mailed the bags everywhere. And, you know, there was a 250-pound guy who ended up with an Echo, and this 120-pound girl had a GR2, and everyone's... between that and then, like you said, the 8-hour lights, I mean, that was
we've grown a little bit since then, and I think for the better. I feel like we've evolved with our events. You know, some people could argue that they're less as strenuous as they used to be. I don't know about that. I tend to see that, you know, we're also imparting knowledge, whereas years ago it could be an 18-hour beatdown, where I think we're trying to also, you know, give some history, you know, not that any of the cadre are history. Some of our cadre are actually history buffs, guys like Mike Castillo and Andy Desmond and Flash, okay, Glenn Wells, that are really good with history. And they do an event, they really get into the minutia of it, especially a themed event. And I think that's kind of where we're, you know, where we've grown. And, you know, if you're old school and you're into a particular thing, that might not, you know, that you know, people want the 12-hour beatdown. It's great. And, but I think the other thing is, it should be takeaways, and the people should get something. And I don't, you know, get the ideas, you know, team building, you know, taking strangers, bringing them together as a team, and taking people past their perceived limitations. It's still there. I think what we've evolved to, I think, is great, is that we, you know, we give a little bit of history. You know, we have these certain, you know, these specialty events, you know, Battle of Fallujah, Mogadishu, was one of our first 9/11s, and we can talk about, you know, not only from a, you know, there was a lot going on in the United States when 9/11 hit, and there was a lot of things going on in the military, and then a lot of that is, you know, it's transparent to civilians, you know, and I think we can, you know, we share that. And you get a guy, cadre like himself, who saw the military pre-9/11 and can, you know, talk about the build-up to that, because, you know, there's a little march on the wall that led up to 9/11, and just things that, in general, that we can talk about. Mogadishu, you know, guys that have just came, just our cadre that are with GORUCK now that came in because of 9/11, you know. So there's a good take of knowledge, you know. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, to give some tools for people in their toolbox to use to, you know, hey, man, life's not that bad. Let me shoot at you. I mean, we can get through this, at your worst moments, you know, you can shine.
Yeah, and it's been interesting to watch the events evolve in that capacity, because when I look at events now, I think they're, you know, they're still awesome beatdowns, but they're also great, you know, leadership training. You get to practice a lot of different things during them. And then when I look back to my first event, I mean, that was just a beatdown. I don't even think we had TLs back in 2011. It was just, you know, ruck running all over the place and carrying logs for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't done so much rock running in my entire life than I did in that first event, and it's been really interesting to watch the events evolve. And you take out, I mean, that first event, obviously it showed me that I could endure a lot more than I thought I could. But when I leave events now, you get that, but you also, on top of it, you get the leadership experience, you know, if, especially if you're TL or ATL, and you get a, I guess, just multi-levels of takeaways instead of just the takeaway that's, yep, I can endure a hard time, and if something's sucking, I can look back at this and say, well, at least it wasn't as bad as that.
Right, yep, absolutely.
And so I think that this is a great time to hop over to Cadre Union, because we just talked about how events were just solid beatdowns, you know, 12 hours of pain. Cadre Union is coming up. It's the 2020 is the first time it's an official event down in Jacksonville. So I would love to hear where the idea for this event came from and what you've got going on with it.
Okay. All right. So where the idea came from, and they actually, Doruk had done a kind of sorts of a before I came on board, was it, there was one with trying to think, it was like Matt Brady's with us, Lou Lesch, Jason, Bo, Donnie, I think it was down in the DC areas where they did the kind of the first, what they kind of dubbed the Cadre Reunion. And I think the intent was just, you know, because those days, you know, Cadre were working a lot of solo. There's a lot of guys that, they might have been with GoRuck for a few months, man, and not run into another Cadre, you know. And then sometimes you'd see that, you know, that 1 o'clock class, and you might run into the light class if there happened to be a light going on in that same city. You might cross paths, you know. But the idea was, you know, really to kind of, in essence, much like the RT reunion, it's to get Cadre all under one roof, you know, because we are. The Ruck has a combination of active duty cadre that we have guys that are in like National Guard and have full time jobs with law enforcement. We have guys like myself retired some guys are retired and have jobs that are synced with the government or that are doing overseas jobs. And you know, to get everybody under one roof and bring some of the guys that that have been around for a number of years with some of the newer cadre, and a little showdown, so to speak. You know, I think get that many, you get this many guys together, there's going to be a lot of heavy duty testosterone going, man. A type personality is going to be a lot of who's going to outdo who. So that's come some of it. Also gives a little bit of a treat for folks that participants have been around for a little bit, like, hey man, who haven't seen this cadre, like you got some cadre that now just kind of do like FADs, and guys like Jeff Reeves who been around for a while but haven't done some of the traditional events for a while. It can get, you know, just brings him back, and you know, we can get guys out there and just, I think it's a great mix of bringing some of the older cadre that have been out for a number of years, some of the newer ones that like to get on the books, especially as this event, I believe, is going to really grow. Jacksonville is a great location. It's the headquarters of GoRuck. It's a great destination, so it's not like we're doing kind of a destination is kind of hard to get to. It's a great destination where, hey, you want to make a weekend of it with the family and go do the GoRuck. And if your family's not into seeing you spend hours of pain and suffering, they can go out and do some things while you're getting your pain and suffering on and challenging yourself, you know? You know, a little bit of it's twofold. It's is getting all the guys under one roof, and kind of like a, you know, as we say in the military, there's a professional development, and taking, you know, hearing, I'm a GoRuck headquarters employee. I'm I do the current ops. I manage the cadre. You know, so I can hear some of their, you know, I always hear some of their bitches and gripes, so to speak, on one-on-one. It's kind of like an open forum for guys to, you know, hey, man, hey, Mocha, man, this is, you're messed up here. This is where you need to get better at, you know, and vice versa. Hey, this is what I need cadre to kind of be more consistent with, you know, so it'll be an open forum. But these guys are wonderful, man. I got great ideas. They're what make the company, man. They're out there pounding the pavement on the weekends, doing great things. And we can get under one roof and kind of an exchange of ideas, and participants can get to, you know, see some cadre they haven't ever had before, and kind of hear their stories, their military stories and their lessons, and their, see their nuances on how they do events, you know. So that's a little bit of the, I don't know if that answered or kind of went off on a tangent on that one, Brian.
No, it's great because it allows us to jump off to a number of different points. I think just looking at the list of cadre, that this is the most cadre I've ever seen at an event before. So like you said, I think that's really exciting because I think a lot of people are going to be able to go to this event and experience time with a cadre that they've never done an event with.
Yeah, it's I feel like it's going to be monumental. We haven't had a lot of cadre under one roof. So there's only since my time with Go Ruck, it's been the Nasty. But that's a different event, a totally different event where we've had a multitude of cadre. The second largest amount that we've had, a huge, was the selection in, what was it, 2016. We had like 12 cadre at that selection down in Jacksonville. So that's probably been the largest. But again, that's kind of a unique event unto itself, you know. So this will be a selection. It's all about the individual. Very different animal. This will be this is where can have a little, people can have a little fun too, it's going to be a fun suck, because of the personalities coming down.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a suck in the most fun way, I guess, so to speak. And then you had also talked about how I think a lot of us forget that the cadre don't all live in the, the same place together and talk to each other every day, that the majority of them are contract workers. They live at home with their family, and then they fly out to events on weekends and they come back. And so that this will be an awesome time to have them all under one roof, so that you can kind of turn this into, a great event for participants, but then you can also have everyone meet together and work on making future events even better.
Absolutely. That's a uniqueness of it too. We haven't done something of this magnitude in a long time. I think it's a long time coming. A lot of cadre have been asking for it for years, and for whatever reason, we just couldn't get it on. We didn't get it on the books. It didn't work out. But I think this time, this is, perfect. 2020, we're in a new decade, hard to believe we've just gone through a decade. Now we're into another decade. So I think this is the timing is right, and we've got such a varied amount of cadre, age, time in the service, the uniqueness of what each guy brings, not just because they served at both in an SF group. There's such uniqueness to all these guys out there,
Absolutely. And I mean, GoRuck's been around for a while now. They're having 10-year anniversary events this year. So if you're doing this thing 2 years in or 3 years in, it'd be way different because, cadre would have more experience than another, but they'd only have a year's worth of experience or 2 years worth of experience. Looking at this one, you're going to be there. You started out in 2013. So you've got 7 years worth of experience running GoRuck events. And you'll have people here who have, are just starting out this year or maybe last year. And you've got there's a lot of knowledge that can go both ways. Ideas from the new people and, tried and true methods from the people who have done hundreds of events.
No, yeah, that I think that's also, hopefully you know, participant wise, we're going to see the same kind of thing. You know, we're going to see some of the old school DRTs like yourself that have, you know, remember the 1 o'clock 3 days ago, we just got our start point and we're getting our ruck handed to us, to the ones that are showing up with weight plates. You know, you can imagine, you know, remember it was bricks taped up, you know, 4 or 6, depending on your weight. Now, and that's a, you know, it's nice to see, you know, you see that every now and then you get some old school, like we do these star courses now, and you'll see some old school. Even ran my last legacy again that for this year was in New York 9/11 HTL. Ran a couple of the participants, you know, old school went with the bricks. It was great to see that, you know, because there was something about the days that the plates are great. Don't get me wrong, but it's nice to see that, you know, that old school brick touch, you know. I still have my bricks from my event and then off my barn there with the label on them, with the you know, I mean, I'll probably keep those things forever, you know. You know, it's, I think it's going to be a kind of a two-way street. You know, it's a cadre reunion. Hopefully we're going to see some, you know, old school DRTs back in the mix along with some new school. And there's some new school cadre in that event that, you know, that are assigned to it. So great. I think we've got a great mix, you know.
For sure. And I just had Bianca on a couple episodes ago, and she was talking about the 10-year anniversary events, how they're recommending you bring bricks. Mm. And I tried to talk her into the old school weight amounts too, because my first event was 2 bricks, 4 bricks. And then I remember she cut that one down. She said it's 4 and 6. I was trying to take that back. But I guess leading from that, you know, talking about weight changes, gosh, those old days. I remember 2 bricks, 4 bricks. They changed it to 4 and 6. And I thought, how am I ever going to do 6 bricks? Because that's, you know, 50% more than before. For this cadre reunion event, I mean, it's non-typical weight amounts too. I'm looking at the event page and it's got 45 pounds listed for if you're over 150 and 30 if you're under. So,
Yeah, so it's a heavy slash selection type weights, you know. So,
yeah, I think the tagline is, "How do we cram a heavy into a tough?"
That's what we've been kind of laughing about lately. How we're gonna, you know, it's a challenge. It's gonna be a challenge just for the cadre alone, you know. I mean, you know, we're going to have a lot of personalities there right now. And so it's not only a challenge to be able to highlight all that, you know what I mean, in the amount of time that we're running this event, you know. You almost think, well, 12 hours didn't seem like it's going to be enough, you know. Because when you think about it now, as a participant, they're probably thinking, oh, wow, that 12 hours is enough, you know. But 12 hours can, when you're, you know, when things are going and it's kinetic, you know, it's going to go quick. So,
yeah. And looking at the list of cadre, I mean, if that ends up being what the list is, every cadre only gets about 50 minutes with the entire class. So it's divided out that way. It's not too much, but I'm guessing it's going to go. And I mean, I don't know how the event's going to turn out, but I remember ABSOC, the first one, they ended up splitting the class kind of like there was 2 or 3 cadre on one section and then 2 or 3 on another. And they kept throwing the groups between each other and the cadre would look across to see what the other cadre were doing. And then they tried to outdo them. And those cadre would look back and see what the other ones were doing with the group. And they'd try and outdo them. And this, you got this kind of awesome competition between the cadre trying to put on the hardest PT for their section that they were working at that time. And so I can imagine with all these cadre in one place that there's going to be some, there's going to be some tough work going on as they possibly try and outdo each other.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit old school, I think, in many assets. I mean, that's what we're kind of looking at right now. Myself, Ricky, who runs the Future Ops, we just kind of, we've had some discussions about this. And I mean, kind of right now we're in the planning, we're in hot and heavy planning right now for team assessment. It's kind of like the first thing up for the year, big, you know, event. But we've looked at this. This is no theme to this event. this is definitely going to be like the old school tough event. Really a lot of teamwork, a lot of kinetic. It's definitely going to bring the uniqueness of the old school tough to it.
If the patch for the event says anything, the theme will be pain.
I don't want to say anything, but yes. You got that right. Definitely got that. It's skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it's going to be great, good times had by all, commemorative in many ways, 2019, new decade, new era of events, I should say, new way we're doing things. But yet the fundamentals are still there at the essence of any event or all events. It's all about, getting past your perceived limitations, just being able to be there to the person to your left and right. Everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, and it's how you come together to bring those about. You get the guy that's or gal that's like a studist that's crushing it here, but then you need you get the guy or gal that's like maybe not the studist, but they can plan, so they can communicate, and then between the two they make it happen, and that's what's phenomenal.
Absolutely. And I mean, what better type of an event to do that at? It's so cool on so many levels, because there's gonna be so many cadre there, which will make it a blast. There's different weight requirements. It's an inaugural event. It's the first. Hopefully there's more after it, but it's definitely the first cadre, official cadre reunion. And I mean, just, after party at GoRuck HQ, it sounds like if you're able to make it to it, that it's something worth making to.
Yeah, I think that'll be the, that's part of it as well. I mean, just as much as the event is, the after party is just as important. A lot of takeaways that we learn, just after every event, you learn a lot. Like I said, GoRuck is therapeutic in a lot of ways. I can probably speak on behalf of all the cadre when I say that getting out there, our environment is with like-minded individuals that have suffered the same thing, it's good to see that, it does take a special person to kind of step up and do what we've done, and make that commitment. Our guys are, you sacrifice a lot, you sacrifice in your career, losing teammates in war, and you also sacrifice family, because it's a soldier 24/7. So when you, like I said in the beginning, I couldn't imagine fathoming people paying to do something of this event and then coming back. Hats off to the participants that come back year after year. Where they do, some people do events so much you see them almost all over the place. There's, a couple times a year, and they've been doing it steady for, since I've been with GoRuck, I've seen folks, I've seen participants say, hey, I'm retiring from GoRuck, which is a unique phrase, I guess, when I hear that. If you retire from, maybe I guess you just move on to different style events, I guess. But, I guess I say I'm retired from the military, but I'm not really. It's just unique. And this will be a very unique an event, in many ways.
Absolutely. And I mean, I've been around for a little while. I've seen a lot of people, in quotes, retire from GoRuck events, and then Star Course came around, and a lot of those people who retired came back to try out the Star Course. And then I think this event might be a little bit similar, where people who hadn't done a tough in a while, who had, in quotes, retired from events, might check it out, because the list of cadre, like you said, a lot of old cadre, a lot of cadre who've been around the event space for a while, don't want to say old cadre, and a lot of cadre who are newer to the GoRuck scene. It will make for quite the experience.
I really look forward to it. Good time of year to be down in Florida too. Be pretty, not blazing hot, not extremely cold. So it's a great time of year, you know, and it's a key location. And for, you know, it's a destination to come see headquarters, kind of, you know, because like I said earlier, and we pointed out, you know, we got cadre or contracted and they live all over the United States. So it's a, you know, get everybody under one roof and where our headquarters is and see our brand, and just, you know, it links up some of the cadre with the people that help on the back end, you know, headquarters folks that are there day in, day out, you know, working it, from the accountants to the marketing to the IT, you know, too. We got our scars down there. So it'll be a good, for the cadre, they can kind of see all this, you know. And the big part is it's good to see Jason, you know. For us, it'll be good to have a bunch of cadre down there, and you just kind of see, you know, this is a guy that kind of put it all together, and you know, hats off, you know, to doing that, doing something of this magnitude, man. And in many ways, man, Jason lit a fire and brought us all together, you know, 9/11, and then he was another. Brought the country together, and in many ways, Jason, by creating GoRuck and the bag, and just bringing a bunch of guys together, man. I mean, you know, that way to reconnect, so to speak.
Without him, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Yeah, yeah. And it brings people together, you know. It brings us all as a community together. It's going to be a fantastic event. We're going to some great evolutions, I think. The beach, so we're gonna definitely have some water evolutions, you know, some sand, we're gonna have some land, there'll be some height. So
can't beat that.
And you know, we're gonna have some old school log.
October 17th, 2020, 1 a.m. start time.
Look forward to seeing everybody there. Love to see this thing get to about a couple hundred people, you know. We haven't hit that mark yet, slowly, but I'd like to see people get out there and hopefully sign up. And, the more the merrier. I think it's you're going to have a bunch of cadre under one roof. This is, you know, a unique experience that, like you said, it'd be great if we could do it next year. One never knows, you know, the ebb and flow of things, you know, where guys are going to be in a year from now, and what's going on. But this is a great time, 2020, great way to sign up. New Year's resolution, you know, cadre union, if you feel like you're out of shape, you got a lot of time. Of course, I always say, you know, am I ever really in the shape? You know, you go out and do an event, you think, oh man, I'm not in shape enough, you know. But you know, at the end of the day, you get there, you get out there and you do it. And I really hope to see a huge sign up, and just looking forward to seeing a bunch of people, hopefully some old school GRTs along with some new school.
Mocha, man, thank you so much again for taking all this time of your day to talk with me. I had a great time talking with you a couple days ago, and it's a ton of fun. I just want you to know that I really, really appreciate this.
This is good, man. Enjoy doing this, man.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the All Day Ruckoff podcast. This has been episode number 135 with Kadri Mocha. Had a ton of fun talking with him. We've got plans for potentially a couple other episodes, so it would be great to have him back. I really hope that you enjoyed the content. I'm excited about Kadri reunion, and I hope that you are too, especially if you're within the area for the event. If you want links to anything we talked about during the episode, you can visit the show notes, alldayruckoff.com/135. If you enjoyed this episode, you want to help support the podcast, You can do so by leaving a review on either iTunes or on Facebook. Just search for All Day Rock Off. You can support through the All Day Rock Off online store at alldayrockoff.com/store. Or you can support through Patreon, patreon.com/alldayrockoff. Links to all that in the description. A couple other bonuses for supporting through Patreon. And honestly, thank you so much for downloading the episode, and I just hope you enjoyed it. If you ever want to reach out, you can send me an email directly, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayrockoff.com, and I'd love to hear from you. I want to take a quick minute to say thank you so much to Derek for supporting through Patreon. I really appreciate that. It means a lot, and I'm really excited because we're going to be upgrading some of the in-person mics, hopefully doing some in-person cadre interviews, a lot of awesome things on the horizon for 2020, and all that spurred thanks to your support. Thank you. Again, I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that your 2020 is off to a great start. Thank you so much again for the support, and don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive, and drink hard, rock harder.